This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Rebecca Roberts in for Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Good morning. The next president of France has hardly more than a week to celebrate his victory and get ready to govern. Nicolas Sarkozy takes over on May 16th. He won office over the weekend, defeating the socialist candidate Ségolène Royal. And now France is preparing for political and economic reform. We have a report this morning from Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.
When the television announcer counted down to reveal the next president of France, the thousands of Sarkozy supporters gathered before large TV screens in the street outside his Paris headquarters exploded with joy. People here, like 19-year-old Guillaume Avelin, feel that the rigorous Sarkozy is the man to turn the French economy around.
Now things are going to change in France. We are going to come back to full employment. And people are very happy, as you can hear it. And France is going to win, and it's going to be, again, a great country.
The tough-talking former interior minister won on a platform of economic and social reform. He promised to put people back to work and jumpstart the French economy. He also said he'd sweep away what he calls the values of the 1968 student revolution that he says have degraded France.
Le peuple français s'est exprimé. Il a choisi de rompre.
The French people have expressed themselves, and they chose to break with the ideas, habits, and behavior of the past. I will rehabilitate work, authority, morals, respect, and merit.
Such talk is anathema to many supporters of Ségolène Royal, who gathered at her headquarters in bitter disappointment. Many here see Sarkozy as an authoritarian figure who will aggravate France's social divide. In the rundown suburbs around many French cities, reactions to the election results ranged from gloom to outright anger as youths set cars on fire and skirmished with police. Royal's defeat is a severe blow for French socialists, who have not held the presidency since François Mitterrand's last term ended in 1995. Royal, who never seemed to convince voters that she had enough substance, made her concession speech quickly. She kept her smile, but never mentioned her opponent's name.
J'ai donné toutes mes forces et je continue avec vous et près de vous.
I gave all my force and I will continue with you and near you, said Royal. Downtown Paris celebrated as car horns blared along the Champs-Élysées. Political commentator Nicole Bacheron says the election was a triumph of a platform proposing far-reaching reforms for Europe's third-largest economy over one stressing the need to preserve the country's welfare state.
People chose, with a significant majority, to open up, look what's happening outside, and join the European nations that, you know, have basically managed to create full employment and can compete in the global economy.
In his speech, Sarkozy said he would govern in unity and fraternity and be the president of all the French people. When he finished and the crowd began to sing the Marseillaise, the Hungarian immigrant's son, who has had his sights on the French presidency for decades, just stepped back and seemed to take it all in. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.